Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on February 9th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about factionalism in the MTC led by Moken Tsvangirai.
To join our discussion today, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 Mitomoe frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can get us on www.voazimbabwe.com or on www.voashona.com and on www.voandevele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about chaos in the MTC led by Tsvangirai.
Two MTC vice presidents, Mr. Nelson Chamisa and Mr. Elias Muzuri, are fighting over the control of the party as Mr. Tsvangirai is receiving treatment for colon cancer in South Africa.
The party appears to be in disarray as the two vice presidents have divided the MTCT, which has over the years split due to internal squabbles. Will the MTCT break up once again ahead of the crucial general elections?
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about the chaos in the MDCT. Please keep in mind that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele.
If you wish to join the show, here's the number 001-202-619-2077. Yobakambe zulukandaba linjani lapho likhona kona ngapho thina ngapha ke lo wande siyaphila. Ye, utaba ekudwini siyakwazi sonke iMDC isimatasatasa sikhuluma kunje. Siyakwazi ukuthi umnumzana Nelson Chamisa lo mnumzana Elias Muzuri. Kwenye babangisana ukuthi kambe obambe isikhundla sika mnumzana Moken Tsvangirai umbani. Njengoba uTsvangirai okwamanje ekwele South Africa lapha elacho khona isifo semvukuzane. Ulabanye sekukhuluma besithi iMDC ilakho ukuthi ibhidlike sibili kumbe ikamuke phakathi. Unelson Chamisa adonse siyale umnumzana Mdzuru laye adonse siyale so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu ngoba abantu sibili bayakhuluma okunye njalo bathi kulokhetho olubuyayo kambe kuyawuzala nkomoni ye kunjalo kwemfoto
ndilipo Mr. Dube makadiko zenyu
hayi sibili ba
nyaya nasi inotonetsa chose nasi tiri kutarisa nenyaya yezviri kuitika mu MDC inotungamirwa na Moken Tsvangirai sokuziva kwamunoita vateereri vatsvangirai vari ku South Africa kwavari kurapiwa nechirwere chegomarara romudumbu asi vane vatevedzeri vatatu Nelson Chamisa Elias Muzuri na Muzvare Thokozani Khupe nyaya yakunetsa pano apa ndiyo kuti vatevedzeri vaviri vamudzuri na vachamisa vari kukakatirana masimba ebato iri zvino hatisati vanhu havachanzwisisi tsamba dzatinogamuchira kuno kune matext messages chii zvose vari kuti tinoda kunzwa chokwadi kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei saka tinongovimba kuti vakuru vakuru vemudc vachawana nzira yokutaurira vanhu zviri kuitika mubato ravo
I think you have got a caller right now, or is one of our guests, and that is Mr. Dewa Mavinga. He's a political analyst and human rights lawyer based in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Mavinga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mr. Dube and Mr. Wande. Thank you for having me on the program.
Thank you so much, sir. And just right away, the MDC is in disarray. What is going on? What are you hearing on the ground there?
I will start with just laying out the text briefly. Number one, we all know that the MDC leader, Mr. Moken, Richard Tsvangirai, is not well. He is sick. He is hospitalized in South Africa, in Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we know that there are disputes as to the legitimate authority to be acting in the absence of Mr. Tsvangirai. Mm-hmm. So this is the source of the controversy and conflicting messages and information purportedly I must say reportedly because we have not verified as observers, emanating from Mr. Tsvangirai or from his Twitter handle. So there is a lot of confusion because there are conflicting messages as to what should happen and who is in charge and how the affairs of the party should be dealt with in the absence of Mr. Tsvangirai.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Wande?
Yes, we have been inundated with a lot of queries and text messages from the people who want to understand what is going on, and we are hoping that the leadership of the party is listening and might want to clarify the situation for the people.
We've got another guest. And the guest is Mr. Pekeliso Ndlovu, a political commentator based in Johannesburg. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you. Thank you, too.
Thank you so much. I think, Mr. Wande, you can pose a question there to him.
Yes. What do you understand of the situation as of today? Can you tell us what you know and what your opinion is over the situation that is brewing within the MDCT?
Myself?
Yes, please.
Okay, so what I see happening on the ground is an embarrassing paradox, where the party named the Movement for Democratic Change, and they come across a change need or a need to change from a previous leader who is ailing, who is terminally ill, to a new one. And they fail to fulfill what their name stands for, to do it in a democratic manner, to do the change as a party in a democratic manner, and be able to transcend where they are to the future democratically. Well, that's me summarizing it and giving my opinion. But on the ground, we see people who have become so drunk with power, they have stopped thinking of the nation as a whole. They see themselves now as the set itself and not the subset of a bigger picture. Instead of thinking of Zimbabwe, they have degenerated into that culture that we all believe we are fighting against, the culture that ZANU-PF has inculcated in Zimbabwe, where the demise of the leader comes with the demise of the party and the country as a whole. So, from Mugabe, it was about old age. And we see how ZANU-PF imploded and ended up, you know, making this whole military problem visit us as a nation. Now we have a small party which has come up as a result of the mismanagement of the economy by ZANU-PF. And it calls itself, it gives itself a very beautiful name to say, we see a dictatorship, we see all this, but we are a movement for democratic change, and so bringing democracy.
Mr. Ndlovu, I don't know. In from what we see, it doesn't look like any political party in Zimbabwe has been able to make a smooth transition from one leader to another. Do you remember any such time when there was a smooth changeover or handover of power within a political party in Zimbabwe? Whether or not it has never happened.
It has never happened. So the problem is, remember that what's been happening, we have only had the history of ZANU-PF, starting from the time when it was under Joshua Nkomo, from Joshua Nkomo to Ndabaningi Stole to Robert Mugabe, and of late Mnangagwa. So it has been about ZANU-PF. This is in fulfillment of Paulo Freire's science that for the oppressed to be like the oppressor. The MTC has been watching this. We have lived in this, even without power. And we were expecting them to be conscious of this problem of, if you continue living in an oppressive state, you unconsciously become oppressive yourself. Why did they not come with a new wave to say, look, we have seen what ZANU-PF has been doing, but we are doing things democratically. Our president, they should have even planned for this. It's some kind of a succession plan. Who is going to come in when this happens? But we see them, you know, shredding this and making it look like a kindergarten school game,
yes,
where everyone wants to run away with power.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Sloba bala pekunga nomnumzana Themikosi Ndlovu Mataka. Sawubona baba.
Yebo Nkosi, linjani?
Siphile kakhulu. Nathi udaba sibili ungathini ngalo baba?
Ya indaba le nxa ngikhangile mina ngibona ukuthi abantu laba balambele amandla kakhulu njalo kabalanhlonipho kumkhulu wabo onguba upresident uTsvangirai. Sibemkhangile bambone njengomuntu vele ongasekho, so bona bakhanya sebebanga amandla ukuthi i-post Tsvangirai era izabini njani. Kodwa abantu abadlalwa ngabo khonapha kudlalwa ngabantu, uningi lwabantu abantu labo ngabe bayavuleka amehlo bakubone khonoko, ngoba abantu laba vele otherwise there's nothing to offer nje, balambela amandla kuphela ngoba balanihlonipha ukuthi bakhangelelwa nogulayo kabasamkhangeli, bambona vele njengomuntu osesifilile kudala.
Kodwa kutshoni emuntwini onjengawe sibili khonokho nxa kusazakala?
Khonokho nje kufuna ukuthi kubambe kakhulu abantu abayibo abakhetha abantu, bananzelela abantu bona ababa bananzelela ukuthi banjani. Ngathi lakhangelwa uMakhupe is a bit reserved ngoba yena nxa yokukhangela khonkana umntwana wakhethwa kuCongress njengokhulumade utsho, kodwa-ke khanya kulobandlululo laye uTsvangirai ukhanya ule problem ngoba nxa efuna ukuthi yena ayenze abantu boku-appointa kungasela democracy kuzamhlupha, and kuzahlupha vele ibandla lona soze libambane. Singathi abezanupf asebesesithi amhluphe nxa kusenzakala ngendlela enjalo, ngoba singakade sithi lathi umgabeka samfuni kodwa sesikhangelele uMnankagwa sesithi hayi ngeze kulo ntshintsho kade sekungaba ngcono, sesikhangele indlela ekaMnankagwa entsha le, hayi khona lokhu kwabantu laba bazidubekela lapho.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke mnumzana Mataka, ungathini lakusasa ba?
Ngibonge kakhulu.
Yeah, so what Mr. Mataka is saying is that you know, people in the MTC are looking for a period post Tsvangirai era, you know, so they are no longer thinking of the MTC leader as a person who is alive. So he says this is very unfortunate, but what can he do when there are people squabbling for positions? And he went further to say that, you know, Mr. Tsvangirai's move to appoint vice presidents was a very big blunder. He should not have done that in the first place. So he says maybe the next person that they can vote for is Mnangagwa. So do you have a caller?
We have a caller.
Yeah.
We have a caller from Zambia, Mr. Ndava. Muripoere.
Ndiripo.
Magadi nenyu.
Ndinofara makasimba here nevateereri veStudio 7 ndinokukwazai mose.
Mazvita chaizvo, mazvita. Tibatsirevo nenyaya iri panapa, munozviona sei?
Nyaya iri pano iyi ndinoda kuti nditange kutaurira varume vaviri avo kana kuti vatatu vateveri vemutungamiri weMTC Tsvangirai. Vose vari vateveri kuti zvavari kuti vaite kana kuti vade kurwira pachinzvimbo chekuti mumwe agare muZimbabwe achimiririra vaTsvangirai vachirwara, zvinhu zvakaipa, zvinhu zvakashata chaizvo. Isu mamirira tataita muZimbabwe maonero edu atiri kuita ndeyekuti kana paine matongerwo anga akuitwa ezvinezvi navaMnangagwa nemamiriro akaita zvinhu, kana mapolitical parties nemamwe opposition aripa vanoramba vachingobatawo vari kumapato kwavo ikoko. Ezvinezvi pati iri kutonga mukuzviona yezanupf vane zvavari kuita vaMnangagwa vachichinja kutambura kwanga kuchiitika munyika kana zvimwe zvazvino zvisati zvanyatsobudazvo pachena. Saka kana ivo vari opposition political parties avo vachirakidza kuti vari kuda kurwirawo simba rekuti vatonge pamusana kuti vabate chinzvimbo chemutungamiri wavari kurwara kusouth africa, hapanenge pachikanganiswa. Ngavatokwanisa kuti vakwanise dai tiri kutonzwa kuti nguva zhinji vanenge variko vari kuvabatsira pano nepano kuda kunzwisisa kuti chii chiri kudiwa kuti vaite, kuno kugosara kuchiita sekusinariko vari kunzi ari kumirira weMDC. But sekuti vari vatatu kudai kunenge kuchida kunzi anenge ari kuno kuZimbabwe ndiye anenge achinzi ndiye aripo akafanomiririra vamwe vairi vanzi vari uko vari kune Mutunga, kwete kuti vagoskoti vari muno muZimbabwe vari kuZimbabwe ikoko. Ini ndini ndinonzi ndini ndakasara ndiripo. Izvozvo zvega hazvishandi maonero angu.
Asi pautatu hwavo ka constitution nawo inobvumira zvokuti kana mukuru asipo ari kunze kwenyika anodoma munhu pava tevedzeri vatatu ava anofa anosana mubatira chigaro.
Icho kwadi mabvunza zvakanaka. Kana vaka constitution mavo vanga vakataurirana kuti anobata chigaro ndinhingi kana mukuru wenyika asi weparty asipo. Kana akadomwa havafaniri kunge vachiita zvavari kuita nokuti ndinoziva kuti mari muzuru nanizuru ndiri kunzwa kuti vachamisa vanenge vachitaura kuti ndivo varipo kana kuti vakataurwa kuti ndivo varipo kubva kwaita mutauriri weparty anenge achitaurawo kuti ndava mudzuri saka zvinoreva kuti constitution yavo yakanyorwa kana kuti ndo zvavanobvumirana asi kana pasina anozovatsanangurira kana kuti anovaudza semukuru iyeye asipo atsvangira ivavo hapana anenge akuzviteedzera saka havasi kuteedzera gwara remusangano wavo.
Aiwa mazvita chaizvo vandava tinotenda chaizvo. What Mr. Ndava is saying is that the MDCT vice presidents must stop the behaving the way they are doing and respect that their leader is ailing. He says that instead they should be concentrating on keeping the party together and advising and informing Mr. Tsvangirai about what is going on. But now they are spending all their time pushing over each other, about the leadership, instead of advising Mr. Tsvangirai in a proper manner.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wande. So let's go back to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, indications of that the MDC is heading for a split. You know, there are certain things that we cannot say culturally, like, you know, talking about somebody's death when that person is sick. But there are certain things that we cannot avoid in certain circumstances. So in this case, are these people really talking about the post-Tsvangirai era? That's the first question. The second question is, are they heading for a split?
I think yes to both questions. It is quite clear that perhaps people are sensing that the leader, Mr. Tsvangirai, is seriously unwell. And at this point, we must say, we really pray for Mr. Tsvangirai's speedy recovery, because his recovery and full health would put paid to all these disputes and would resolve the matters at hand. That's number one. Number two, a split becomes inevitable in the sense that it is unclear to what extent Mr. Tsvangirai personally is dispensing the different instructions. Obviously, he cannot be giving contradictory instructions as to interim leadership. So it means that perhaps Mr. Tsvangirai has become incapacitated to a point where people are seeking to gain political mileage by claiming that he has assigned them. Now, what the MDC leadership should do, which should be in the interest of a democratic party that is a movement for democratic change, is to go back firstly to the party constitution for guidance in terms of what happened and look to the different party structures, possibly the leadership that is there, the acting or the three vice presidents, could convene an urgent national council meeting of the party, for example, and then deliberate on the question of the capacity of Mr. Tsvangirai, so that they can then decide clearly on what should happen, guided by constitutional clauses and provisions, and remove, you know, this confusion that whoever has got access to what relative of the president then can get an upper hand in terms of claiming publicity. So there is need to be guided by values of the constitution, by values of democracy, and it means that they have to call an extraordinary Congress. That must be done, because the reality is that this bickering and the fighting is operating in the framework of a post-Tsvangirai era, when in fact there is no clear declaration. So they must go back to the constitution.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tiwa Mavinga, and stay on the line. Sizokutwa kesilo baba Umpande, ekungwani, ikola etulapu. Baba Umpande, kunjani? Baba Mpande, unjani kuna bethumani? Baba Mpande, nyanguzi ukuluma umtuana, unjani?
Ah,
Halo, baba Mpande, siyakuzwa ukhuluma lapha.
Yebo baba, njani?
Eh, ngizothulisa umntwana lapho. Kuhle kakhulu okwenzayo.
Yeah, hayi, ngisekhaya kobhewuli abekhile.
Yeah, hathi these days phela obaba ibaba sebekhakala abantwana lokupheka. Into ezinjalo siyakujabulela
kona. Namanje yini engiphekayo?
Hayi kona manje uzajaya imboza phela, asikhulume la.
Ye, ukuze ngingene ehlelweni lapha ngibona into ziyahlupha. Uyabona ngombono wami engibona ngawo lapha eZimbabwe sibusa ngokohlanga. Yes, manje sibusa ngokohlanga, ngithi ukuthi kwamanye amazwe kuyabusa ophumhlobo, kubusa ophumhlobo, kubusa ophumhlobo. Manje lapha sibangelana ukubusa. Sasayi abantu be-MDC besilwa bona bodwa. Sathi-ke umama lwana uMakhupu wakhethwa yi-Congress. Onguye ofuze akhokhele ibandla kodwa ngendlela ukuthi ngoba ngumuntu ongumama njalo mhlawumbe umuntu okhuluma olulimi sebembandlulula ukuthi ayisiyo into esiyifuna wena ngiwumuntu lami engalwela inkululeko yabona so ukukhuluma kukhona ubaba abathi ngu-Gagas Mahia ukhuluma wakhe kuyangichaza kuyinto enhle kakhulu kwekhuluma kuhle kakhulu njalo into eyenziwa ngabothi wenga yinto lami engijabulisayo njalo umbuso kami kababa yena lo obusayo njengamanje yinto lami engijabulisayo ukuthi ile into zingatshintsha kodwa ngendlela i-opposition ebesikhangele ukuthi ingatshintshela ukuthi kuhambe ngendlela esifuna ngayo sebesilwa bona bodwa kathi kuyaze kubuse nini obunye umhlobo silamatonga lapha silabesuthu siyamaZezuru siyamaKaranga siyamaNdebele siyamaKhalanga kathi eze umuntu ekhethebhule ukuthi engabusa kufanele ukuthi bamnike umbuso abuse
Empande uhle watshaya esikonkosini mnumzana utshayele sibili
yikho lokade ngibusa kwabanyabonga
sibongile kakhulu-ke hambe epheka baba sibongile
asengipheka manje
ajila-ke siyabonga. So, Mr. Mpande is at home there, is cooking with the, busy playing with his kid as well. So, what he's saying is that in Zimbabwe, there's too much tribalism. He says the person who was supposed to take over, or who is supposed to take over, or be acting and all these kind of things, is Ms. Tozani Kupe. He says, but due to tribalism, this won't happen. So, he's a very sad guy. He says he's a former freedom fighter. And he was expecting a lot from the MTC. But now he says nothing is coming out. So maybe you can pose that question to Mr. Ndlovu.
Before I Mr. Ndlovu, I've got a comment here from Lionel Junior Mlambo, who is saying that the truth must be said. President Morgan Tsvangirai should make a voice recording to tell us, his supporters, of his position regarding who is acting president. And Elliot Chinomwamaza, arikuti, ini tinofunga kuti dai ivo vatsvangirai vagona kubuda pane fenyuro, vachiudza vanhu chokwadi chaicho kuti nyika izive chokwadi. Because now vanhu tava confused, hatichazivi chokwadi chaicho. Vanogona varivo vatsvangirai vari kukonzera confusion iyi. Kuna chamisa voti ndiwe acting president, kuna mudzuri vodaro zvekare, saka tava kuda kunzwa kubva kwavari tinzive chokwadi. No, these are some of the comments that we are receiving, but all these comments you can see the that the people are very, very concerned. Vanhu vanoda kuziva kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, and they don't seem to be trusting any one of these two vice presidents, whenever they give a statement.
Okay, so I think we can pose a question to Mr. Ndlovu.
Mr. Ndlovu, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, you have heard what the callers have been saying. What do you think about what has just been said? And also, you might even want to touch on what Mr. Mavinga has said. What can you tell us, sir?
I agree with the speaker who just finished, who made reference to the issue of tribalism. It's very big. It's got a history. Even the liberation struggle degenerated into what it became because of tribalism. I can give you a specific example where Chitebo ended up dying because the conflict, direct conflicts where it even goes down to talent. So we see that in the MTC. And most people are even beginning to talk about...
Mr. Ndovu, before you go further, can you clarify, because we are looking at two people, two vice presidents, who are involved in a tech kind of attacking at the lapels of the presidents of the party. How does tribalism come into this? When
what we know about the MTC is that, like you said, the gentleman who spoke earlier on,
yes,
the person who was supposed, who was elected at Congress, was Kuke. So naturally, we expect her to take over from Tsvangirai if anything happens.
Right.
But what has happened is that two people have been brought in, and there are allegations that may sound childish, but to the extent that Chamisa comes from the same dialect as Mokhen Tsvangirai. This is deplorable and very embarrassing, and you really don't want to go to that level. But it's reality, it's on the ground, it's part of our political landscape.
Yes.
But I totally agree with Tewa Mavinga in saying that a normal party that calls itself a movement for democratic change should visit its constitution. And they should be asking themselves the question, how did we get here? If we challenged ZANU-PF because ZANU-PF was violating its own constitution as well as the constitution of the country, and we are coming in as a movement for democratic change to bring back that, normal running of a country, they come in, they violate their own constitution.
Mm.
How does a party that wants to remove a country that is in this kind of quagmire violate its own leaky constitution, but claim that they can come and run a national constitution?
Mm.
How are we expected to believe them? So this is the most disappointing part, that they are fighting as if they're an organization that does not have laws.
Mm.
They're fighting as if they're an organization that does not have a constitution. How do they then take this and make it a national thing?
Yes.
How do they run a nation when they are failing to run a party constitution? Mm.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Let's go back to Mr. Mavinga. There is a suggestion here, Mr. Mavinga, for Mr. Tsvangirai to make a voice recording to say exactly what is going on. So, but in this time around, we know that there's WhatsApp, there is a Periscope, there are all these social media platforms. And anyone can record any voice from anywhere and dip it to sound as if it's Mr. Tsvangirai. So, do you think that's possible, that Mr. Tsvangirai can do that?
I think we must be humane and deal with the reality. Tsvangirai is unwell, and at the moment, for himself and his family, the primary issue is about full recovery and not the stress of work. He is away from work.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, like any organization that has got its leader not well, made on sick leave or something like that, there must be guiding principles of what must happen. Focus is not so much on who says what until Tsvangirai fully recovers.
I think your phone, there's somebody who's trying to call you, Mr. Mavinga. So, just hold on there, Mr. Mavinga. Siya kuba Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu, ngokubona kwakho, ubona ngani nxa ungathiwa ke ngarekhodi phela uMnumzana uTsvangirai atsho phela abantu bezivoyisi yakhe, kungasebenza yini? Ingqondo sibili kodwa...
Erekhodelani, why should Tsvangirai record? Tsvangirai is a player in a big field. He has a role. But everyone is governed by a constitution. The fact that they to come to a point where Tsvangirai, in his sickness, has the power to run the organization using a voice message, means that this country, this party, does not respect their constitution. So that's a problem already. I would not even suggest that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mavinga was unfolding a very interesting point that they should have guidelines. That's what they should go to, not to a sick man lying on his bed, needing to recover from sickness. They should have prepared for such an unfortunate eventuality.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have prepared for every other eventuality. And that is done by making sure that the constitution is coined in such a manner that it covers all those things that would then come, the eventuality of death itself, people die up there in the air in plane crashes and things like that. What do you do if such a thing suddenly happens?
Yeah.
So the absence of a constitutional process in the MDC is, to say the least, very disappointing.
Thank you so much, Baba Peggy. Ungayika chano kunabo. Sithathe umlaleli lapha ke sizokuthiwa ke nguSolomon Nyoni. Baba Nyoni, kunjani?
Ngiphile, kunjani nomzana?
Ngiphile kakhulu. Ungaphi khonapho ke Baba Nyoni?
Ngise South Africa lapha eLimpopo la.
Ya kutsho ke nansi indaba uyazizwela la iyababa la.
Right. Mina yazi ngizubuhlungu kakhulu nge-MDC. Yi-project esiyisebenzileyo leya. I'm a popular guy. Midlands, Redcliffe constituency. Ngisebenze nabo uchidziba loku okuyuthi lo. Ngisebenze ku same committee ku ward. Saya kuphukulo kuze. Into enzakala lapha nabona ibandla leya. Selibulawa ngabantu abapower hungry ngokuthoba kwabantu bonke. Sachaywa thina ngenxa ye MDC Redcliffe lapha. Akula muntu ongaziyo. Kodwa basekwenzana nonkokheli yethu uTswankilayo la uthethe ibandla walenza elakhe. Yabona mina ngifike wanje. Kodwa nje angithathi umhlobo ukuthi lo umshona umdlindebele yini. Yabona that project was a national project. Efuze ngaka namanje umuntu wonke ukhangelele kuyuthi enxaxeba le independence. Manje nje sethatha nje into leyana siphu kuba ngosengiyohlanga. Singiyo ngiyani. Into la ephakathi abantu abana bonke ngabe yakhishwa kuyo Congress ikhishwe bonke. Nobaba uTswankilayo yagula ngayaphumula kungena abanye. I respect him as my leader. Ngayaphumula kungena abanye bonke labo oshamisa labo kabangene ngokukhethwa ngabantu ngeCongress athi ukuthi umuntu wazi ngibanjela ama-backdoor into yani ihonga.
So kodwa ubona zani kuyalungiswa yini yona
into ekhwapha ngathi na abantu labana abantu bonke bafuna ukungena ekhaleni bonke labana abakhona ba sekudinga ke abantu yabona thina abalwela MDC abahlupha nge-MDC ama-members aphile nge-MDC ngathi abantu bayahlangana bethi no abantu laba ngakubiza iCongress abantu bekuyekhethwa umuntu ozekhethwa ngabantu yabona ukhuluma abantu abaneke wathi kuthiwa umakhophe nga uyakhokhela mina nyavumela ngakhokhela ngokuthi wakhethwa iCongress laba abanye abantu babuye bafakwa nje endleleni into esingayaziyo thina abanye ama-MDC bangena nge-backdoor ukuthi bebesebonise ukuthi umuntu mangasekho kungena izihlobo zakhe right-ke manje into leya siyenza ukuthi mangathi sikune-confusion laphana ngokuthi ngakathesi sikhuluma ngento ekhethwe nge-Congress athi into ekhethwe umuntu oyi-one yabona i-MDC is a very big project esho ukuthi ngayisebenza ngabantu hathi ukuthi umuntu oyi-one
yaindaba le kodwa kuyalungiseka yini babanyona
into ekhona nje kuxosha laphana mbona ngathi mina ngokwami ngombono wami ngabantu bonke baya-stepa down uTswankilayo uyagula la madoda ba ngaya-stepa down aside yabona Let's get leadership efuna ukukhokhela iMDC esayimunzala kwafa abantu ngeMDC. Bathi sizinde eRegisa, bathi izindlu zabo tshebunda basizikhangele. Sathaba nokugugu senzini ilokhu zeni isisisi esasa demonstrate cha ukugugu sethiwa and salimala ngeMDC. Kanti ngala phe South Africa u 2008 was elokuzela lapha election yaphakathi kakhulu yabona. Kanti sizobuhlungu ngeMDC iproject yabantu so project ama individual ya. Abantu abana ngabe yasuswa laphana bonke besuke beya site ku MDC mina kanti bathengwe izami. Ukuthi izami iwini lokuze election le yakwendaba le
hayi ke siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzane ungathini lokusasa baba Nyoni
ngiyabona ubefonela le wabufonela le umngane lo kwaduke wedobheki labanye sewufonela izihlobo zini bezihlobo zini abazibongo zini ukuthi sina sakufonela
hayi siyakufonela mnumzane njengoba vela sikhethi mhlobo noma kanjani.
Ngiyabonga
mnumzane kakhulu. So that is Mr. Solomon Nyoni. He's saying that the current guys that want to control the MDC actually not were not elected, and they are destroying the party. And he says the best solution is for them to be taken to Congress, and then they could be threshed there by other people. And he says that's the best way of fixing what is happening in the MTC.
I
says even Mr. Tongerai is not well, so why not say, I'm going, guys, and that's it.
I can see that this issue is very, very important to the people.
Yeah.
If you look at the way they are responding to the, you know, the way they are reacting to the situation in the party. Let's hope that we'll come to some conclusion by the time we go off air. We have a caller. Mr. Goboza, Magadini Kumidlenzuko.
Ndiri nani makadiwo zvenyu.
Aiwa tiri nani chaizvo. Mwoda kuti udzeiwo nenyaya iyi yedwe.
So ndiri kuda kutaura kuti no izvi zvidai vapangoita nesha consensus. Nyaya yambotaurwa neumwe atotaura mabvizi anaida kutaura. Nekuti dai vangogara ivo ma3 vice presidents aya vazama kutsvaga national dialogue kuitwa way forward because they are giving the enemy room kuti aite manyuva upon them.
Saka munoona. Ya, taurai.
Ndinachiona kuti zvava zvakangonaka kuti ivo pachavo vaite chavo their pride because kuramba vachikonana kunobva kwaita kuti pati ite impidisarei. Zvese zvava zvakangonaka kuti vangoita constitution votevedzera constitution zvambotaura nemwe previous speaker ndazvonzwa kuti mazivizi anga atotaura nechekare. Asi zvava zvakangonaka kuti vaite constitution then vobva vatevedzera constitution zvobva zvaita kuti pati ienderere kumberi instead of kuti panguva ino paite all those commotions asingaiti.
Aiwa tinotenda chaizvo. Tinotenda Mr. Gobosa is saying that you know the three vice presidents in the MDC are doing a very very shameful thing. They should sit down and discuss this issue amongst themselves and you know and keep the party in a state balance rather than to engage in this kind of fights because they are now destroying the party. Yes.
So Mr. Mavinga, are you still there or maybe his phone dropped? I'm told that his phone dropped. Let's go back to Mr. Pekelizwe Ndlovu. So Mr. Ndlovu, when we look at the MDC itself, it has got a constitution that is very clear on holding an extraordinary congress and even some issues pertaining to resolutions that were made in the last congress. So indications are that Mr. Tswangirai was actually empowered to appoint as many people as possible, and then this was going to be in a way endorsed or rejected by the National Executive Council and all those kind of bodies that are there. So, but, you know, giving an individual a lot of power to control a party or a government for that matter, does it make sense to you?
This is the legacy of ZANU-PF, and we have a collective narrative as a nation of that kind of leadership. And unfortunately, our oppositions are also copying and making, you know, the same mistake. So I totally disagree with the idea of giving one individual power. Constitutions and any other instruments of the law are meant to help people not use their excesses, you know, different human excesses. Like what we are seeing in the MPC right now, all the checks and balances, I meant separation of power principles and things like that, they are all there to ensure that we don't see this kind of embarrassing situation that we see where people take the whole document of the constitution and put it away and rely on an individual. This there is that tendency in human beings to worship another being and begin to think that they are something larger than what we see in ourselves as human beings. So Tswangirai got that kind of attention from his people. They ended up giving him powers that he is lying on his sickbed now, he's unable to manage it. But a constitution would have easily done that. Right now, they would just be saying, this one goes there, this one does that, there is peace. Zimbabwe deserves a peaceful political landscape to go out of the economic problems that it's facing. And a lot of other problems, like the social and things like that. After this very, you know, difficult time that ZANU-PF took us through, from time immemorial up to today, we then have such a transition where a party that disrespects its constitution wants to come and run a national constitution. That's not right at all.
Yeah, ngicela I'm afutshane ngesindebele less than a minute kona kwathi ukuchoka.
Yeah, so ngithi mina ukuthi kuphiwe umuntu oyedwa amandla ukuthi abe nguye osho izinto. Kuphina kusenzakala khonoku okwenziwa manje ku MDC. Umuntu makusenziwa into ezifana le constitution yelizwe kumbe party kwenzela khona ukuthi kusasa umuntu maye silambele amandla kakhulu. Umehlulu ukuthi
akwenze kono kuzokwenziwa manje wo chamisa sibe kichima bese yale omakhupe bale omduri lawo bale so I constitution le land paper likathe kakhulu abantu bengalesi kodwa inkinga esilaye ukuthi sire history sile mbale abantu bonke bakufunde ku ZPF so kufuze ukuthi demand le lelo umoya nalowo mobi bengakukhitshwe abantwini abafuna ukukhokhela kube lelizwe elihle ngoba ilizwe lelisenkingeni kwezemali lezomnotho.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Ndlovu, ubambe khona bo guest we phone caller.
Yes, we have we just lost the
caller. Yeah, so let's read some messages that are there on Facebook. On VOA Ndebele, we've got give Yen Philemons, who says lichonile tube yebo kunjani khona ngapho. And then Loved Dewa says I'm watching from Four Wings in South Africa. Then Priscilla says, can you call me? And she left us her number. We've got her number here. And then we've got Mosankonkoni, who says, I'm watching you. No Makabo writes, salitshela kudala bantu ngebandla le MTC. Kanti lenzani. So what she's saying is that people are told about what is likely to happen in the MTC, and they continue to follow it. So she's questioning that. And then we've got another caller, JB, who says, yeah, now that the MTC is in such a state, what's going to happen next? Maybe we ask another person that will come on board. Then Michael Mpofu says, as it stands, there's no alternative government in Zimbabwe. So selfish, Mr. Tswangirai. We are very sad. So, okay, utulokutana lapha ke Michael Mpofu, ngakhona okwenzakalayo. So, okay, kubuya nje labanye, baba wande, ababhalayo. Kulomunye futhi othi unqumalo. Unqumalo uthi, yes, siyakubona khona okwenzakalayo. Savela sakubona kudala ukuthi ku-MTC abathandi ukuthi ikhokhelwe umuntu wesintwini. Yes, siyabuzwa kakhulu. So maybe you can go ahead and read some messages or pose a question to Mr. Ndlovu.
Yes, the only message I have here is from Joshua Kuvarairwa. Arikutirai, chamisa ndia anodiwa nevanhu. I don't know how he arrived at this, but that is his opinion. Statement. Yes. That is his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I am quite, interested in the views of the people.
Yes, because we've got some more. Can I read this?
Yes,
listen
please.
To this.
Yes.
So
yes,
we've
please.
Got wise man Chaputsira who says, it's good to expel the coupes from the party because they are now letting people to their faction using the party's name. The day they are officially expelled from the MTCT, believe me or not, they'll be done and done with, dusted, and someone needs to get rid of them as soon as yesterday. Then we've got Henry Musikabano, who says, the reporters too are a serious tool being used here. The MT is dead. The following minute, he is meeting Mr. Mutsuri. So which is which? So he's saying some reporters are actually mixing a lot of things. So today, Tswangirai is late. Tomorrow, there's this. Mutsuru is this and whatever. So then we've got Liberty Mashoko, who says, can you call me, guys? I want to participate in the show right now. Then Pension Katsuro says, Zwakaoma Bakomana, we are downtrodden. Zwakaoma Chaizu. I think I got it right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Liberty again says, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Tswangirai rotated the presidential role since last year. It was Tozani Kupe, then Mr. Mutsuri, now it's Nelson Chamisa. And that's it. He will rotate it again after a month. So what is amiss here? Maybe a point there, right? Then Tabani Ngwenya says, yeah, you guys, call me right now. We've got Tabani's number. He's in South Africa. Yeah, Tabani Ngwenya. And then several other people like James Matema. He's got a message. Says the MTC must go to an extraordinary congress and choose a leader urgently. Maybe Mr. Ndlovu can answer that, right? Mr. Ndlovu? So there's some people who are saying the MTC should go for an extraordinary congress. What do you think about that?
Of course, that would have been a more, you know, acceptable path to be expected from a party whose name is called the Movement for Democratic Change. Because then that would have given all the three claimants a chance to say, I'm presenting myself to go out there, campaign, and then come and transition peacefully and democratically. That would have been a very nice, you know, thing to see the MTC do. But because all of them want to canvas behind the back of the people and use all forms of methods that are unconstitutional. No one has made that suggestion. Everyone just wants Tsvangirai to speak this. Mm-hmm. Someone wants Chamisa to say this. No respect for the processes of the due diligence, due processes of the organization or the party.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. I guess we've got a caller, Mr. Wande, who is there on the line.
Yes, Tina Sinod Zinata. Muripo ere?
Ndiripo, Baba.
Ah, makadi niko?
Zinane, ndiyenyu.
Zinu zirikuneza ya zukuru kaisi. Moti batira awo ere?
Ya, ndio zandani chidifonera izo. Au. Tibatira ni warumi.
Ah, mawea kwa kanaka chose, tibatira ewo.
Ndiri muno mu South Africa kuti bank.
Yes, yes.
No ziva kuti kana takatarisa zvati tika pavarume ava vatatu vavira ava na mai vedu ava ka.
Mhm.
Zvakuratidza kuti vatsvangira indo vanga vari MDC yose.
Mhm.
Nokuti ivo kupinda pavakaita mu MDC kuda zvigaro chete.
Yeah.
Havane nezvoupenyu hwavanhu.
Yeah,
yeah. Saka varume ava kana ndakatarisa panyaya yakataurwa na nouyu mutauriri wavatsvangirai zvinenge zvitoratidza kuti vana vagutu votora kuti uyu mutauriri wavatsvangirai ari kunyepa vatsvangirai havana kutaura saizvozvo. Saka panodiwa kuti kubva kuna navagutu vagadzirisa, nekuti tasaimone vagutu vakambonetsana futi navabiti kumashure uko. Zvinototaridza kuti ivo vakutotora kuti havanzwisisi mukati meMDC.
Yes.
Zvino kana muchiona muvanhu vasinganzwisani ivo varivo vakuru, isu takatarisira ivo vakuru vachona kuti tiwane upenyu hwakanaka, zvinenge zvototikanganisa nyange nesu tinenge tida kuti tionesa maex edu pavari. Zvinenge tida kuti bene vanga vagadzirisana voziva kuti uyu kana munhu akataura zvinge zvabva kumukuru kuna vatsvangirai, kunyange zvavo vari panhoo, asi hazvirevi kuti hanzi vashi vafa vachipo. Kana ivo vasati vati haiwa varume chifamba imberi nebhora ina hangu ndadii ndasabhurwa ndazorora, hazvinenge zvisinga zvisiringoreva kuti varipo.
Ya, tiri kuzvinza shuwa.
Saka ivo unga vachigadzirisana kuti tiwane kumateverero okutotevera sei. Handiti maona hatirevi kuti ngavabve haiwa ngavagadzirisana ipo pachavo vakuru, kutira kuti kana vakachagadzirisana tose tinotorasika kuenda mudondo, nokuti tinenge tisingachazivi kuti tinonanga nako.
Mazvita chaizvo, tinozvinzwa mashoko enyu makuru. Zviri kutaura panapa handizvo kuti zvanzi the behavior of the vice presidents is clearly indicating that Tsvangirai was carrying the MDC party all by himself. Because the moment they are given a chance, they are behaving this way. And now everybody is waiting to hear the word from Mr. Tsvangirai, because people now cannot believe anything that these vice presidents are saying. And then he brings in the issue of the statement that was given out by Mr. Tsvangirai's official spokesperson, Luke Tamborinoka, saying that it's being contradicted or countered by top party officials like Mr. Gutu, Mr. Mozora, and others. Now he says if these two, if these top people cannot understand each other, agree on what the party is doing, what about us ordinary people? So he's saying that they are setting a very, very bad example and they should stop this. We are not advocating that any one of them should be dropped, but they should work together for the sake of the party.
Mm-hmm. Now let's go to a caller. We've got a caller on the line, and that is Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu. Mrs. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yes,
Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu.
Nambona anivanza le MDC lilwe nililo mkushani. Nga ui opposition ufunu kutuze shingani sele zanu PF. Ngeza ye DF enje nge zanu PF. Iba andale lila kamura waba nabo Ncube behluleka ukuthi bebodwa beyi-opposition babuyelelane babambane. Kwaqhamuka waphuma obithi behlula ukuthi babambane. So le yimpehlane le ebilokhu iphehla. Mina kangivumelani lo muntu lo okhulume isikhulumo esikhulume yasekugcineni ukuthi uthiwa ngirayi ngiyobebambeka ibandla. Uthiwa ngirayi nguye umuntu odilize ibandla. Ngoba wehlukane lo Ncube, wehlukana lo Biti, yena lo Makhuphe baba njengabakhokheli bezanu abahlala esikhundleni for life. Ngabe kathethi sikhuluma nge-MDC e-progressive, uthiwa ngirayi lo Makhuphe, we shouldn't be talking about them. Because ungani kuthiwa impilo yabo yonke bebemelela ukuthi baze babuse bona. Yindaba bekade benga after ama-terms abephelile baphuma kwangena abanye. Sabona kuba lomehluko kulomgabe labo. Kathesi sebesehlulana bona bodwa emakhanda ngenxa yokuthi bonke bafuna ukubuza. Unfortunately mina uThwangirai has disappointed me ngoba use ukuthatha ngapha ukukhetha umuntu. And at the same time I'm saying to umuntu njengomakhuphe. Umakhuphe ngumuntu ongumama owesifazane. She didn't see this coming. Umuntu one day kuzafika a stage where she's going to be kicked out. And it's very unfortunate. Ukuthi kathesi usebonakala yena ukuthi right nxa uthwangirayo kade funa ukuthi aqhubeke yena lo makhuphe. There is no need for uthwangirayo wayesekhethelana abanye o-vice president abangu-2 ukuthi beze bebe ngu-3. Because yona lani into yokuthi azakhetha abanye o-vice president abangu-2 ugcine sebengu-3 lo makhuphe. Yes, umakhuphe has been i-vice president yempilo ye-MDC yonke after ukwehlukana kwabo. Lokhana that's a sign ukuthi umuntu ole problem uthwangirayo. Why didn't he seek power mbe? Kulokuthi afaka uchanisa into abangasho ukuthi makhuphe we're still in this together. Akusalubambile nisaya lapha engiya khona ngizaphendula.
Kodwa kuyalungiseka yini mama? Kuyalungiseka khonokho.
Kuba besuke ukulungisana labo Gibson Banda labo Ncube le bagcina behlukene. Baze kwehluka ukuhlangana labo Biti bagcina behlukene. This is another point where iZanu must be celebrating ukuthi hayi i-opposition isifile. Because eZimbabwe for a small country njengeZimbabwe elama opposition party amaningi kangaka. Abantu bangona lizabathatha ngapha ukuthi bedefeatizane. Lewa lifongo lizafaka president lifake lilayinise kube lo Dabengwa kube lo Makhuphe kube lo Thwangirayo kumbe uChamisa kube uSpiti kumbe kube ngoba i-alliance leyana uThwangirayo seyibule akadibunje. Ngoba angisho uyobe ngumkhokheli we-alliance ubemfake phezulu. So usesithi yena kunabanye abanye abantu kade vele esebenza labo balama-partup nanguChamisa. Accept Chamisa now, she is going to be what? The alliance leader in the chairperson of the alliance. Banga, abantu bona bana ba ku alliance abazokuma khona lokho. Alliance isigile, MDC isigile.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu.
Usemule into ezimbili esitsheli lodwa. And I'm sorry, uyagula uThwangirayo. Umuntu ogulayo ukuthi besikhuluma ngayo, so umuntu osebuhlungwini. Kodwa nguye obulele i-opposition from the day one ama-opposition aqalisa nguye obehambe wabulala because ubesefuna ukuthi angaxabana labantu abe ngumkhokheli ahlanganise abantu ababumba abantu bahlale bebambe.
Awubone
ngenkosikazi lo.
Ye nkosikazi Ndlovu, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi isikhathi nje sesitshaya ngumangoye. Kodwa ke siyabonga kakhulu mama, sibonga kakhulu.
Okay. So that thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye bye. That's Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu. She's saying that you know, the MDC was actually destroyed by its leaders, that is Mr. Tsvangirai and Mr. Zanu-Makhuphe. He says they overstayed. As it is right now, people must not be talking about them. They should have gone long back and that's it. And she says that what is happening in the MDC right now cannot be fixed. It's only leading to a split. Because he has failed over the years, that is Mr. Tsvangirai, to put the party together. So he says Zanu-PF should be celebrating because they are smelling victory now. You know, and victory is certain to them. So maybe Ndlovu can chip in there.
Before we go to Mr. Ndlovu, we have a caller from Botswana. Vamchokoti muripo ere?
Iripo, vamchokoti waripo. I'm not going to waste time maningira grande mboti utaure wose maonera ne andiri kuita
ndozo atinoda chaizvo.
Yesterday there was a statement yekuti vanonzi vane spokesman watsvangira
vatamborinyoka ehe
vatamborinyoka vakaburisa statement yakanaka iri straightforward iri clean yekuti ndivatingadai tikutedzera iyoyo yekuti vachamisa vakanzi vaite leadership on behalf of watsvangirai yemu alliance not yeku MDC. So I think that one everyone world over, Zimbabwe over, it should be a very clear kind of statement. It is anything that we discuss, we must discuss it from there. Now there's a mixture of control of MDC. Which way? Control which way? Because myself, I heard that Ya Chamisa, that was the alliance side, that's where he must lead.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to clear up there. Tunoita discussion yedu ka. Tunoita discussion in a very clinical and clear way to the majority.
Yes.
This is a national, MDC is a national project.
Okay.
We shouldn't mislead people by saying things that were not said.
Yes. Vamuchokoti, chakakozera kutaura kundicho kuti vese vatevedzeri vatangirai vari kutaura vachiti ndivo vakanzi va miririre boka bato iri vatsvangirai vari kunze ivo ndivo vari kutaura vega vachitaura izvozvo saka muchiona pavanhu mutauro wakawanda kudai
muri kuti vari kutaura izvozvo vatevedzera
ehe.
Yes, maybe let's hold him a little bit, Mr. Hold him a little bit there. We've got an MDC person on the line. I'm told that we've got Mr. Joel Kapuza. Mr. Kapuza, how are you? Hello, Mr. Kapuza?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, we can hear you, but your phone has got a bit of a problem. How are you?
No, I'm all right.
Okay, what's going on in the party, in the MDCT?
You see, I think, firstly, let me just put the debate into the correct perspective.
Yes.
It's not an issue of who takes over after, from Tsvangirai now. We can't talk about that. We can't talk about going to Congress. The debate here is about the way the messages are coming in. Who is acting? Is it Chamisa or is it Mzuri? I think that is the debate where it is. Now, the question is, how is this information coming in? Tamborenyoka, the spokesperson, is saying he communicated with the president that Chamisa is now acting in the absence of Mzuri. So the debate is not about who should take over from Tsvangirai. We are not yet at that level because the president is still there. He's not feeling well. We can't replace him. If the president indicates to the party that we are no longer capable, or his doctors indicate that, please don't stress this old man, let him rest, then that's when we can talk about what do we do from now. Do we go to Congress? Do we ask the National Council to replace the president? But that debate is not yet due now.
But the question is, there is confusion right now. What is causing all this confusion? What should be done?
What is causing confusion, I think, is mainly the fact that people are taking advantage of the illness of the president. Now, we don't have a mechanism as a party to be verifying what the president has said. Because each one is coming and saying, I'm now acting, the president talked to me. And but generally, in terms of proper procedure and the constitution, the spokesperson of the president is Luke Tamborenyoka. If Luke Tamborenyoka is fraudulently communicating what the president did not communicate, then we can put him to task as a party.
So right
but
now,
we believe
is he...
that what he's raising are directly issues that are being raised by the president.
So right now, is he hitting it the right way, or is he making some frivolous statements?
No, we want to believe that he has communicated with the president. Because
thank you.
If he has not communicated and misrepresenting, then he must know the consequences if the president happens
Mr.
to be...
Mr. Kapuza, thank you so much for coming in the last minute. Thank you so much. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, political commentator and human rights lawyer, Mr. Tewama Venga, independent political commentator, Mr. Pegilizwe Ndlovu, and Mr. Joel Kapuza of the MDCT. I hope we are going to meet again on Monday next week. Signing off and saying have a nice weekend. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C.
And bye-bye. I'm Tanono Kawande. We hope to see you again next time. Take care. Bye-bye.